Moffat.
Hello and welcome to the Moffat Tattletale Podcast, Season 4, Episode 6. I am Hani.
And I'm Delilah. We have a special guest today, Miss Eric DeVille.
Miss DeVille is an architect who started a company called Design Gym. Welcome to Moffat Tattletale Podcast. Can you tell us what Design Gym does?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I've listened to your podcast since its beginning, so I'm really glad that I could be here. Design Gym came out of, you know, we had the pandemic, excuse me, and, you know, I lost my job at that time, but I still wanted to do things. And so you mentioned about being an architect, so I went to school, I went to college to become an architect, and we learned certain skills. You know, whether it's how you sketch, but how you talk and how you communicate with people. And so I want other people to get to know what design is all about, because that's an architect, that's a fashion designer, a graphic designer, industrial designer, because not everyone knows about that until maybe they get to college. So that's what Design Gym is doing, is trying to introduce that to everyone.
How did you become interested in the field of architecture?
So I got interested in architecture because when I was in high school, I loved theater, performances and all that stuff, but I liked the backstage work, getting to build the sets, looking for the props. I was the one who dressed all in black behind the curtain that made magic happen. And so one day I saw this book, and they showed all these different theater sets for productions, including this one that looked like a ball of twigs high up in the air. I was like, how did someone do that? And I found out that those set designers were architects. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to move to Philadelphia. I came from Texas, that's where my family is. And I said, I'm going to become an architect when I grow up.
What was the most challenging design project you ever worked on?
Oh, the most challenging. So during school, there were lots of projects that we got to practice, but I did, after I graduated from college, actually work for an architect. And sometimes the hardest parts of a project, really, is getting to know who your client is, who wants a project. It doesn't just come out of thin air. Someone says, I need a dance studio that used to be an old classroom. How do you figure that out? So sometimes the hardest part isn't really the project itself, but just trying to figure out, okay, how do I make this space from something that was completely different, right? So I think that was one of those.
How easy or how hard was it to become an architect?
To become an architect is very challenging. You go through school, and that can be anywhere from 5 years, 6 years, for some people it's 7 years, depending on what program you go to, especially some of the programs here in Philadelphia. And then you actually have to work for an architect and take exams to actually be called an architect. So as much as I appreciate you both calling me an architect, according to the rules, I can't be called an architect until I get my license. But there's lots of us that practice. Part of what we have to do is like almost 3 years of being in an office learning from somebody else. And after you take exams, you get this really cool stamp and you get to stamp drawings. And that lets people know that you're an architect.
What did you major in, and did you have to study anything specific in college or university?
So when you decide to become an architect, you do have to go to architecture school. Here in Philadelphia, there are quite a few programs here. And sometimes, depending on which college you go to, it's a different style of architecture, which was something that I didn't know going into architecture. And so you do, like for me, I did like 5 years of making projects, making models, drawing, hand drawing, to watercoloring, to drawing on the computer, which is CAD, making models both with your hands and on the computer. So there were all these kind of specific things, and every year you had years of projects. So right now I even still have some of my tools from school.
Can you describe the difficulty, effort, and time it took to earn your degree?
Ooh, so lots of late nights, lots of also, you know, being inspired, so you have to travel, even if that means traveling around your city. So what my school was just outside of the city, up in East Falls, so it's kind of northwest from here, and anytime I got a chance to come into the city, like, get to observe, get to sketch, visit nearby cities like New York, like, those help for your inspiration, beginning to understand, like, how materials work, how they look different on the street. Like, if you even just walk around our neighborhood, you'll see how different buildings are constructed and have different materials. So you use that to get to understand, like, oh, that material can do these cool things. I think those are kind of those things that I did.
Can you explain to us the different kinds of designs and where we can see it?
Ooh, different designs. Well, I do have some projects that are actually over at University of Pennsylvania. One of my first projects was to help an engineering school with their student lounge and some of their labs. Soon, actually right now with my current company, one of the projects that I'm working on, it's going to be down at the 9th Street Market down in South Philadelphia. I'm working with this amazing artist. She's internationally known, and she's helping the people in the market, like, get their stands new, get their awnings to cover all the market vendors. So that'll be coming up soon. So we have some things to look forward to, but some of my work's a lot inside. So if you go to some other buildings, you'll find them there, but I'm kind of excited about these ones because you'll get to see it. So I'll let you know when it's ready.
What is your favorite kind of design and why?
Ooh, my favorite kind of design. So when it comes to design, even though I'm trained as an architect, I really love graphic design because it's a little bit quicker than architecture, than building a building. So some of these posters that you have, even sometimes like the things that you write on, even that boxes, see that Lego boxes, those packages? So they're things that are two-dimensional that can be just maybe printed out on paper or cardboard, and it's really quick. And sometimes really quickly is also making stickers. So if you like stickers, that's pretty easy to do nowadays.
How do you get clients?
Ooh, how do I get clients? So recently with my new company, it started because I worked on a project about outdoor classrooms. So during the pandemic, right, we were talking about, like, well, how do we bring people together and still feel safe? So I worked on a design competition. I helped with a design competition to figure out how do we bring classrooms outside. Well, someone saw me do that, and they asked, hey, we're an architecture school. We need someone to be on our social media. So they asked, could you do that for us? I was like, yeah, I can write, and I know how to put graphics together. Then after that, that same client, the second client said, well, I'm going to start an architecture camp. Can you do that? It's like, sure, yeah. And mind you, remember how I told you, like, I learned all these different skills while I was in architecture school. Part of, like, with architecture school, you're told what a problem is. Then you try to figure out some solutions. You sketch them out. And then you test them out. You try to do them. So I just brought that same process to figuring out these different projects. Well, then I posted a video about, like, hey, I just taught all these students from the East Coast to the West Coast. And it was really rewarding. And someone asked me, it's like, hey, we want to do a design competition. It was like for projects. And they asked me, can you figure it out? Because we want to celebrate in 2026, the 250th year of our Declaration of Independence. I was like, sure. And then from all that work, someone heard about me and met me. And they're like, hey, I'm working on this project in South Philly. I think I really like you, and I can trust you, and I think you understand what I'm doing. Would you do it? So right now it's just been like, I do the work and someone saw it and they said, can I work with you? So it's been kind of nice.
How did you start the section in your website named Design Level Quiz?
Oh, that's actually the newest part of my website. The Design Level Quiz was one of those things, remember how I said, like, I want everyone to know what design is, because it's a lot of things, right? So during the past 2 years, I've also went back to school and got my master's degree in design thinking and entrepreneurship. And in between my research and my experience as a professional, I said, you know what? There is a way to help people understand what they may know about design or what they don't know about design. So I put together, you know, that was a lot of thinking of like, oh, how do I, again, kind of like being an architect, right? It's like, what's the problem? I want to figure out how much design people know. And then I built a quiz so that it was something that was fun and easy. You could click, 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 and you could find out, it's like, oh, I know a little bit about design. I kind of know something about design. Oh, I'm a professional. I do it every day, right? And because of that, if you know what design level you are, later on this year, I'm hoping to host some workshops and events, and you can figure out, oh, because I'm this level, this might be a good workshop to go to. So that was a lot of thinking. And then a lot of figuring out some logic so that when you went through your quiz, it popped up with what level you were in. So still a work in progress, but I appreciate you finding that part of my website.
What advice would you give to someone who is interested in going to your field?
Oh, if you're interested in going to my field, if you like to solve problems, if you're a big problem solver, that's the first step in design. Or if you find yourself that maybe you don't feel like you're really good at painting or drawing, but you kind of figure out some new ways, innovative ways of solving problems. So it's kind of a form of creativity. It's a different form of like being artistic. You might want to check it out, because from fashion designers, graphic designers, the people, industrial designers, someone figured out how to make this microphone, right? That's all design. So if those are kind of things that you like to kind of tinker with and want to get to know, like, check it out. Go take my design level quiz and then, you know, I'll help you figure it out.
Where can our audience go to see some of your work or follow you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at designgym.co. You can also go to my website at designgym.co. And you can find your classmate and find me.
So, would you and your daughter like to say anything before we conclude this episode?
I don't know. What do you know about design?
Not a lot.
Not a lot, but what do you think about when you hear that?
I think about, like, clothing.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I really want to be an artist when I grow up, too.
Okay.
Like, so I can, like, design stuff.
Yeah.
So, maybe, like, this is good advice.
Maybe, like, the furniture in the house.
Yep, there are furniture designers. People do that for a living. Sometimes it may not be a program at a university, but maybe you take industrial design or architecture, and you'll learn how to like use tools to build that kind of stuff. And for you with fashion design, you know, I thought about fashion design, graphic design, all of the designs, but I was intimidated with fashion design because I thought, oh, I don't know how to sew, maybe I can't do this. But that's part of what going to school is. They'll teach you how. They'll teach you all the different patterns that kind of make your sleeve. So, and even you said, you know, about clothing, there's also textile designers, the people who actually make the fabric that become your clothing. So all of it's design. And so hopefully, similar to this podcast and this interview with you, like other people will find out that there's a little bit more to design.
Thank you for being our guest today. We really appreciate it. Come back anytime.
You're most welcome. I'm happy to come back anytime. Maybe I'll even bring a workshop to you all.
Well, this concludes this episode of the Moffitt Tattletale. Be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify and our YouTube channel. Goodbye.
We always try to do our best for Moffitt School Tops, although